Oh, good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I guess a good question to jump into first off is, why is it that more and more Australians are being diagnosed with eczema?
That's a good question, and there's many factors to why this is happening. I think we're getting better as doctors to be able to diagnose this very chronic and genetic condition. And also the incidence and prevalence of eczema has increased in developed countries, and in particularly Australia, in the last 20 years. So there are lots of factors as to why this is occurring, and it's due to changes in our immune lifestyle and our environment. But yes, very much so, we are diagnosing eczema more, particularly in children.
Yeah, right. I guess talking about our environment and the things that we do, could you talk a bit more about the sorts of things which actually aggravate eczema?
So 100% of patients with eczema will flare when there's changes of weather. Our environment plays a major role in triggering off an eczema flare. So changes from suddenly a beautiful sunny day to then very cold the next day, that's going to trigger off an eczema flare. Other things that will also trigger off eczema is when we're sick with any sort of viral infection. That will also challenge our immune system and make our eczema flare. In kids, when they get their vaccinations, that's an immune challenge. That will also particularly trigger off an eczema flare. And then things such as wearing very rough clothing, woolen clothes, labels on clothes, that will make our eczema worse. And contact with carpet and sand and grass are very irritating for our skin as well.
Yeah, right. Quite a number of things there. I can imagine it'd be quite almost debilitating kind of illness or skin condition, I should say, for the people that suffer from it. Are there any kind of new developments in the treatment of eczema?
We have now a good range of creams. Our mainstay of treatment is topical steroids. Recently, we've now used topical non-steroidal creams as well, such as tacrolimus and Elidel. But what's very exciting is just round the corner for very severe eczema sufferers. There is a new biologic medication called dupilumab. It isn't available in Australia at the moment, and it's still very expensive. But it's a subcutaneous injection that will hopefully change the lives of severe eczema patients.
Oh, wow. That's a very, very hopeful to hear, actually.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I guess another factor is I used to know when I went to primary school, a kid that had eczema. So what about children? Yeah. Are they difficult to treat for eczema as well?
It's very tricky for children to have eczema because it often limits how they sleep and they concentrate, how they interact with, their friends at school. And, I mean, this is a chronic genetic condition. So we're aiming to control eczema. We can never cure eczema. And it is relentless and it's very hard work for the family. So, I mean, it's hard enough to try and get kids to, wear warm clothes and eat well. And they have to use creams like moisturizers 3 times a day, every single day, and that's pretty hard. So that's why it's really difficult to treat eczema.
Definitely. I can imagine you'd want to be in a really good routine with your child if they did suffer from the skin condition.
That's right.
My producer has let me know that if one consults Dr. Google, they might find that bleach baths for sufferers are being recommended. What's your take on that?
So a couple of years ago, a great article came out from Amy Paller, a god of pediatric dermatology in the States. And she found that when very diluted bleach was added into the bath twice a week, that it helped decolonize the skin from having staph on it. And we know that kids with eczema, particularly severe eczema, they're covered head to toe with staph. Now, it may not be that they get a clinical infection, but this staph that lives on the skin or just stays on the skin will often trigger a significant flare of eczema. And so by having bleach baths twice a week, that helped with decolonizing the skin from staph, and it wasn't irritating to the skin. So it was a really good thing, and I use it a lot in kids, particularly with severe eczema.
Oh, wow. Who would have thought that bleach could have been a bit of an answer for something like eczema? Thank you so much, Doctor, for joining us this morning and telling us about the hopefulness of being able to control this skin condition one day.
My pleasure. Thank you for your time.